Bears and Steelers and Chiefs not beating the Chiefs.
What?
Nothing.
No, I just couldn't tell what you said.
I said Amherst and Chiefs not beating the Chiefs. Okay.
Superhero time with your hosts, XV.
See, Mickey, you did end up ruining the show.
Hey, Mickey.
I blame Fort Max.
Paladin.
God damn it, I'm out of pills again.
And Fort Max.
Easy to use my ass.
Showtime.
Hey, it's superhero time. Sometime. Somewhere.
As always.
Yes, Paladin, as always, you're here, and so is Hey Mickey and Fort Max.
Of course, where else would we be?
I don't know, someplace pleasant.
What's more pleasant than being here at superhero time?
Well, there was that one time with your mom. Oh, wait, you said pleasant, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. You know, that Ghostager this week was just awesome.
It's probably the best Ghostager we've gotten in a long time.
I know. I mean, it's like it was just over as soon as it started.
It was like I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Oh, that's right, because the subtitles aren't out yet.
Maybe they just gave up on subtitling and just said, screw this shit.
But then how will we know if it ever gets good?
I think we all know.
Either that or they're waiting enough just to have put out 25 minutes worth of Go Say Night telling everyone that they're an idiot.
I can probably do that right now.
Yeah.
And I could for sure if I had unsubtitled episodes and just added my own subtitles.
Right.
We still need to do that to the Power Rangers Day of the Dumpster redub.
But who would watch it?
I'd show it to everyone I know.
Our loyal fans.
I think Lost Orbit would stop talking to you at that point.
Nah. I've known him too long.
Oh. Does he like Power Rangers at all?
Nah.
Oh. I was gonna say you should get him on the show 1 week. He could, like, you know, give us nonsensical tweets live.
Yeah, how would you translate snowman tweets into a podcast?
How would you translate empty tweets into a podcast?
They're not empty, they're full of snowmen.
I don't get it.
Well, it looks like an empty tweet actually has some kind of weird font code thing in it for a picture of a little tiny snowman. As for why he does that, I can't answer.
I'm not sure I want an answer.
Okay. What the hell, Paladin?
Just a minute.
Did you teach the birds how to sing?
Actually, I think that was a dog.
It didn't sound delicious enough to be a dog.
It was his mom.
I just said...
Well, yeah, you did say it was. It sounded like a dog, so yeah.
That bitch is always making noise.
That's what I said about your mom.
Oh, what has our show become?
An hour of your mom jokes.
I know!
Which part more entertaining than an hour of Sentai talk?
Well, we also have an hour of, like, Masked Rider talk sometimes. Well,
that's true.
Saban's Masked Rider. But not this week.
No.
Damn.
Fort Max, you emailed the group earlier with some toy news.
Yes, the fall assortment has started showing up in stores.
Which stores?
Apparently a Walmart somewhere.
Because Walmart's the only one who's actually carrying the full product line anymore.
So how does this work? How do you get new toys for a canceled toy line? I'm sort of confused by that.
And why didn't it work that way with RPM?
Yeah.
Or Transformers Animated.
But more importantly, RPM.
Yeah, RPM.
Who knows?
Hey, I'll come through this mic.
Well, Paladin lives somewhere in Michigan, Mickey, so, you know, plan a road trip. Take a video camera.
That's a good point. It's Michigan, though. I don't really want to get waylaid by apocalyptic mutants.
Well, maybe RoboCop will come save you.
Well, but maybe Ed 209 wouldn't.
Well, the Ed 209 doesn't even know how to walk upstairs. Or did it? Did it walk upstairs?
It fell downstairs. I don't know if it could walk up.
See, that seems like a design flaw, kind of.
More than a little.
Okay, so which of these new toys are out now, Fort Mac?
The 4-inch action figures, which all seem to come with their respective dino coins, for the Rangers, at least.
So it's not random, that's nice.
Right.
It would have been more awesome if it was random.
And the Power Morpher coin spinner thing.
Power Morpher coin spinner.
There was one shown at Toy Fair. They're little Beyblade launchers of sorts for the Power Coins.
All I really care about seeing come out right now is the Phone Braver Rangers.
I kind of want Titanus.
Yeah, in theory, wouldn't this mean Titanus' release is close?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Or at the very least possible now.
And will come with a DVD. Did we know that before?
Apparently, it's a promo DVD that of essentially the toys that it comes with.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
That's the line, all right.
Did you ever notice if you mispronounce Titanus' name, it sounds like Titanus?
Well you know, in the UK, they spelled it with an O.
So I guess someone did notice that then.
I guess the English were the only ones smart enough to catch on to that.
Okay.
Where'd they put the O?
What?
Titanus-O.
Yeah, Titanus-O. Titanus.
Toitanus.
Titanus. But no, in the UK it was Titanos.
I actually kind of like that a little bit better.
I guess.
It's not without its charm.
And also at Comic-Con, there's a DVD given out at the Nickelodeon booth that had Day of the Dumpster.
Was it the
remastered version?
Version?
I assume? Or?
It was not the reversion version.
Interesting.
It was the original unaltered unedited version, so...
Is that the first time that's been released on DVD officially in America?
The first time anything from Season 1's been released on DVD officially in America.
Well, was there something on the Best Of?
Yeah, that was
Season 2, wasn't it?
The Best Of, the earliest episode, was White Light.
And that's Season 2, okay.
Yeah.
Close, but not quite.
You know, it's occurred to me recently that if I were to get the 2010 Megazord and then Titanus when it comes out, I would have a perfect repeat of 1993 where I only was able to get the Megazord and Titanus.
Mm.
Of course, in that case, it was because the Dragonzord was impossible to find, not because the Dragonzord did not exist.
Well, it exists. It just exists at Bandai's warehouse. It will never be released.
But still, way to help me relive my childhood here, Bandai.
Yeah, you could just spend the $50 on that Megazord and Titanus and scour eBay for a Dragonzord.
Well, you know, I've got two Dragonzord bodies in varying states of completion. Maybe one day I'll actually get the rest of the parts and finish one off.
I finished your mom off.
I was waiting for that.
So was she. Okay, so there was some... I mean, did we know about this beforehand, the so-called cameos at Comic-Con?
Probably.
Well, go into some detail for us, Paladin.
It's basically what it sounds like. There were a few Ranger alumni who showed up at Comic-Con, which is always cool.
Now, was that at the Nickelodeon booth?
I think it was...
the Morphicon booth.
So, who all has shown up that we've seen pictures of so far?
Let's see. If I remember the pictures correctly, there's Paul Schreier. Is that how you pronounce the actor who played Bulk's last name?
Well, we'll go with that until somebody tells us otherwise.
believe Walter Jones was there.
Yeah.
And looks like Aisha, but I can never remember her actress's name.
Yeah.
Anybody?
And Denia Seven dressed up as Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Well, she wasn't there connected to Morphicon, was she?
I guess not, no. But I don't think it matters.
She's just an enthusiast.
Oh, yeah.
I probably didn't recognize her because she was smiling.
And was wearing, like, actual colors.
Tell you the truth, they all kind of run together for me anyway, so...
I really want to turn that into your mom joke, but nothing's coming so far.
That wasn't the case with your mom last night.
So, what else is going on?
Well, the international distributor for the television series has been announced. Company that I'd never, I don't think anyone here heard of before, Mar Vista Entertainment.
Yeah, name doesn't mean anything to me.
No,
and they have they've put up a promo video on their website's front page.
Yeah, I have no idea who these people are, but then I'm not really in the, international distribution scene.
Yeah.
Yes.
But on a related subject, we've found out the date of the last episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Remastered on ABC. Which is actually
a little bit...
Does it cause
for rejoice or sorrow?
Well, it's just a little bit interesting the way it ended up, isn't it?
Yes, that the last episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Reversioned air 17 years to the day after... Power Rangers first appeared on Fox Kids.
Which is a strange sort of anniversary for them.
Kinda, yeah.
I can't help but think that's just a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't think they're smart enough to do that.
Or
I don't
care,
think
enough.
Care enough.
Right.
Same thing.
And then doesn't the reruns of Power Rangers on Nicktoon start in October now?
Yes.
Yeah, they confirmed that.
Excellent.
Thankfully.
And apparently it won't be remastered.
Again, thankfully.
Well, I don't know. The remastering is kind of entertaining in a way.
Well, it is.
Well, it won't be reversioned, you mean.
Right.
It'll be good to see the original, though, again.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, it's just like Transformers Generation 2. It's something that needs to be acknowledged and remembered.
Well, it'll be remembered. That's what the internet's for.
Sadly, we didn't get, like, fluorescent Power Rangers toys out of it, but...
What about those Jolly Rancher Rangers?
That's not exactly the same thing. They're not, like, eye-searing.
We're getting disc spinners.
Yeah, I guess that's close to, like, Rotor Force.
And we have the vehicles with the full logo complete with the helmets plastered all over them.
Oh, well, anyway.
And it killed the franchise.
Next year.
For a while.
Next year, Power Rangers Beast Wars.
Would they, like, change it to, like, Thundercats or something?
Well, they would use Gosei Knight, so that kind of works, I guess.
Well, no, next year we're getting the Shinkanger adaptation.
Okay, so next year it would kind of work.
But mostly not.
Yeah, screw it then.
Way to stick with it.
That's what I told your mom.
I was figuring it'd be that, or I stuck your mom with it. Just, you know.
It seemed like too much of a setup line. I didn't want to go for it.
Yeah, well,
but I went for your mom.
But I'm... God damn it, Skyburst.
Maybe we should just have a Your Mom Joke podcast. that doesn't pretend to be anything else.
But then we wouldn't be able to think of anything.
Yeah, I know. We really need the other conversation to come up with the lines that we turn around into your mom jokes.
Yeah, back in the day, before me and my friends had money to actually do anything really fun, we just go to the video store and look at all the titles and try and turn as many titles into your mom jokes as we could. We did that far too often.
Well,
I did your mom far too often.
Nah.
So, is anything else going on?
No?
I think that's all the Power Rangers news. There's some news about the upcoming Ghost Eater movie.
Joy.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and inflict that upon us.
Well, there's just a new trailer for it. It's coming out August 7th, which means the Candy Toy Ghost A Wonder and probably Candy Toy Ostrich Zord will be out at about the same time.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think the Super Ghost Ager merchandise is coming out that weekend.
Which makes sense. From the looks of it, the Super Ghost Ager are going to debut in the next episode, so the timing would be right.
Well, technically, though, the next episode would be August 1st, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if the show will get any better once they go super.
Nah.
I'll shut up, Fort Max. You don't even watch this show.
I can't imagine them becoming any more powerful. They're still going to screw just as much stuff up.
No, if they can, they'll probably just manage to screw up more stuff.
Right. They can do super screw-ups now.
It's
around what time of the year do we start hearing rumors of the next Ranger show?
September, probably?
No, you start hearing rumors of the next Ranger show in, like, February, but none of it's true.
When do we start hearing stuff that we can actually look forward to?
Toward the end of the year.
When does Ghost Seeker end?
February?
Not for many, many months now, Fort Max. We have a long, dreary future ahead of us full of Ghost Ager.
Sentai usually ends in February, doesn't it?
Well, it usually starts in February. So I guess it just depends on your perspective. I just fear now that next year could be even worse. Somehow.
Well, hopefully it'll be worse like Kabutech.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Kabu.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
So, no Ghost Ager this week, but... And, what, was there a new remaster this week or not?
Two of them,
yeah. Power Ranger Punks and the Spitflower.
Never really liked that very much.
Power Ranger Punks was still... It still was as... Well, the putty fight was still as badly edited as it ever was.
Of course.
And?
That's really about all there was to say about it.
Oh. Okay, then. So, Fort Max, how about your new candy toys?
Nope. Just got the, surprisingly not terrible candy Ghost Eye Ground in today.
Grand.
What it shows on the show is ground, so I'm going with ground.
But when you say grand, it makes it sound like some biscuits, and that's appealing.
Ooh, biscuits. But wouldn't Ghost Eye biscuits basically just be like a failed biscuit, like a little flat unleavened cookie?
Well, it would, except this is Ghost Eye Knight's biscuit. And you know it's going to be badass.
Yeah, well, that's not an unfortunate euphemism.
Well, okay, what constitutes a badass biscuit?
Something with two layers of sausage.
I don't
Maybe
like
a little
sausage.
Bit of mustard.
Maybe bacon?
No, bacon doesn't really work on a biscuit. It works better on the side of eggs.
On a biscuit. Bacon with eggs on a biscuit. Haven't you ever heard of a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit?
Well, yeah, but then you're combining multiple things, though. I'm saying just bacon on a biscuit does not work.
But anyway, but anyway,
we'll back...
but anyway, the combined Ghost Side Ground's about the same size as the candy toy Ghost Side Great.
That's disappointing, really. The deluxe one is significantly bigger than Ghost Side Great.
That's way the hell bigger.
And also you have, and of course, it, the head does transform through between all three modes, so...
That's you impressive have this, for being as small as it is.
Mm-hmm.
What your mom said.
Saw it coming.
So it's your mom.
Bad one too.
Now, of course, the Ghost Egg Night form is kind of disappointing, but at the size that's nine, there's you're only going to be able to do so much.
Right.
But, anyway, the on combined, it has about the same articulation as, Ghost Egg Great, except that it's a little more restricted in areas behind the, well, the elbows are a bit more restricted simply because of the bulkiness of the toy. And, of course, it does combine with, Ghost Egg Great, pretty much from what I can tell, the same way as the full-size toy does, with a couple minor things that Ghost Egg Ground's torso uses a couple little flaps to connect over the pegs that the arms usually connect onto on Ghost Egg Great, so... That, but there is one problem with the fully combined form that Ghost Egg Great's knees are a bit weak for the to easily support the extra mass without it bending back at the knees every time you move the thing.
Mm. Oops,
that's a little disappointing then.
Yeah,
is that something you could like tighten up with glue or nail polish?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that happens with model kits from time to time.
Yeah.
I but mean, even a coat of paint in there would do it.
But, yeah, but overall, it's... but, yeah, overall, it's great, and it's also a whole lot cheaper than...
No, actually, it's ground.
Yeah.
Ground.
but, it, yeah, it, of course, it is a whole lot cheaper than getting the deluxe version. But, yeah, the size is a little disappointing, but it... works pretty well.
So are there a lot of scrapey areas where my paint is going to come off?
Yeah.
Well, you made it work with Datus Hyper. You can make it work with Ghost Egg Grand.
I made it work with Datus Hyper by not transforming him that much.
Well, there you go. You know, just leave it combined together as Ghost Egg Ground and you're fine.
And never touch it again.
Right.
And
well, the combination with Ghost Egg Great looks terrible anyway, so there's no big loss.
And you're going to have a fun time painting Ghost Egg Knight's head.
Oh, I can do small. That's easy.
Is that an unfortunate euphemism?
It could be.
It is now.
Well, so could your response that you can do small.
I suppose so. Well, you know, I've proved I can handle the opposite with your mom, so. Because she's very large. Because she eats a lot. And she's slutty. So, you know, it all comes together with your mom.
At once?
Yes.
Okay, so anything else? How's the candy?
It's the same candy.
So it's still not terrible?
It's still the actually pretty good off-brand Sweet Tarts.
So now we're going to call this actually pretty good candy, go say whatever?
I guess.
Sounds good.
But still, it also come. But still, I do. I am actually surprised they managed to get a decent Gosei knight figure with this.
Well, you call it really decent now. Wait for these tiny little parts to start breaking off.
Doesn't actually have all that many parts to it.
Well, then it'll finish breaking all that much faster. Okay, so in general, would you call it a good kit? Or set
yes.
of kits?
Or even a grand kit?
Maybe not
a ground kit.
Five.
Biscuits.
Biscuits. With bacon. I guess you could put, like, the bacon-flavored mayonnaise on the biscuit.
Ugh. Well, you're from the North. You probably put mayonnaise on everything, don't you?
Actually, I really don't like mayonnaise that much. The smell of it kind of sickens me, but I have to use it and stuff anyway. Now, I'll tell you one thing. My sister eats French fries with mayonnaise.
She's British?
No.
You know, they call them chips there, so, you know.
Right. And they call chips crisps. Which, in a way, makes sense. I mean, they are crispy.
It does seem more accurate.
And I guess the chips thing does, too, if you consider that it's chipped off of the potato.
Yeah.
Except it's really not chipped off the potato. It's, you know, run through a slicer, but...
But, you know, French fries doesn't really... Fries don't describe much of anything. Potatoes can be fried a number of ways.
Well, they are fried, so...
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, fried potatoes can also
be
done
with
slices and... Yeah.
Well, okay, I think the French and French fries refers to the style of cut. Frenching.
Like, with tongues?
Well, I've never actually gotten down to cutting something with my tongue.
That's because your wit's not sharp enough.
Not enough treachery. But with you lot, it's improving day by day.
We try.
So, Mickey, did you watch Double that came out?
42. Yes.
Which was the conclusion to Jewel DuPont.
Right, and it was much more interesting than the opener.
Yeah.
So it actually kind of surprised me, and it turns out that Jewel Bitch was not the...
Jewel Bitch.
Yeah. It was the dude.
It was Jewel Dick.
Yeah.
What, no, your mom joke?
No. I'm sorry, I was busy reflecting about how he almost threw Jewel Bitch's lover to the bottom of the ocean. Which is, man, what a dick.
You have to admit, though, they did a really good job misdirecting the identity of the DuPont.
Yeah.
That's kind of uncommon, actually, I hate to admit.
Yeah, usually they kind of telegraph that from a mile away.
Yeah. Like with Triceratops DuPont.
Yeah.
Which was obvious before we even met the character it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Somehow.
See, what else went on in this episode? Philip outsmarted Wakana and Planet Bookshelves. Mm-hmm. Which was fun. Because bitch deserved it.
Good thing she left that book sitting open.
Yeah. Well, he got kind of lucky, I guess.
A little convenient.
Yeah, it's interesting that my opinion of Wakana and Saiko have kind of reversed ever since their character roles have changed. I used to like Wakana a whole lot, but now... She kind of pisses me off. But now I like Saiko a whole lot more.
Oh, that reminds me. Did I send it over Twitter to the mailing list that they're doing a limited Red Nazca figure arts?
Yes, they are.
Which I believe I remarked would probably sell out 3 times faster.
And will cost three times as much.
I think it costs the same.
Well, when you find it on eBay, it won't.
Well... Yeah, I guess that would be true, but, you know. There's other ways to get those things. I guess.
Not really.
Well, whatever. But yeah, 42 was better than 41.
Yeah. And the teaser for...
What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's one of those backloaded stories.
Yeah. And the teaser for 43 looks intriguing.
Yeah?
No, it's Shroud's showing up again, so that should be fun. And then apparently Shotaro's going to be old.
Just like you, Mickey.
I know. I can relate to that.
Old, senile.
I know.
Yeah, I mean you, not Shotaro.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be both?
What?
Both him and the other guy, old?
They are both old. I'm just calling Mickey senile as well.
Well, couldn't they both be senile?
Do they have to be?
Could be funny.
What's important is that Mickey is senile.
True.
What? Who said that?
Ford Max.
Excellent. Okay, so anything else with the double and such?
The preview for next episode, the episode title is something about O's. Is that going to be referencing the next show, or is that just a coincidence?
That would be a coincidence.
Okay.
In this case, I believe the O in this case would refer to old.
Yeah, I know all the letters represent something in the show, but it seemed a little...
No, because O's isn't going to appear until the movie. And, you know, then he won't appear in the series at all.
Right.
That's the way it works. So, you know, just a coincidence. Meanwhile, for once, I have not watched the episode 2 weeks ahead in time for this show, so.
Not that it really matters, since I can talk about it anyway.
Right. Well, yeah, it's just that for once, I don't know the conclusion to the next story arc by the time we're talking about the last one. Oh, they really need to sub that faster. Although, really, I'm surprised they're not Ghost Ager 22 subbed by now.
Like I said, they just probably don't want to.
With a week off of it, you'd think they would have found the time.
Maybe they're dubbing something good instead. Or subbing, rather, not dub.
Like what?
Maybe they found some pristine copies of Zooranger.
Well, there's a DVD release of Zooranger.
How come it's sub?
Well, I think they want to finish Die Ranger first.
Are they not done with that yet? I thought they were.
They're only up to 25.
Oh, okay.
There's more than 25 episodes of Die Ranger.
Well, see, I've only watched the first one, so, you know, I haven't really been paying too close attention to it.
There's some subbed episodes of Zero Ranger out there. I've seen them.
Well,
it's just not TV Nihon.
They're subtitled, but it's not exactly a translation.
It's more of a rough guess of what they thought was going on.
Pretty much, yeah. So, I mean, if you've just got to see the episodes, that is one option.
Let's subtitle our show.
Well, we did subtitle it that one time. I believe we called it crap.
Why was that just the one time?
Well, I guess after that point it kind of went without saying.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so let's see. We got no Ghost Ager to talk about and lead off and do, like, Pokemon or something. Haven't done that lately, have we?
Well, I've got a Pokemon reference planned for later.
Oh, okay. All right, then. So I guess we should, like, take a break or something?
Sure, why not?
Okay, yeah, Paladin, do you have a review for us this week?
No, let's get through this and deal with the Kabu shit as fast as possible.
You don't have, like, any Kabutak toys or anything?
Why would I waste shelf space on that?
I don't know.
I kind of wish I had some.
You're wasting shelf space on Ghost Ager.
That merchandise is good, even if the series is terrible.
Maybe the Kabutak merchandise is good, too.
Not likely.
Well, you don't know till you try. Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
The site that brought you the best in reviews and photography for the last 5 years now brings you video. FigureReviews.com now features our video-enhanced podcast and video reviews, starting with our special 200th review, plus our normal high-quality text and photo coverage. Toy reviews, photography, and now video. FigureReviews.com.
And a side order of fries!
Hello, this is Brian Kilby, host of Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts. I am also on one of our other podcasts, which is Fanboy Versus, and I really think you should check it out. Fanboy Versus is our comic book podcast, and each week we bring you lots of fun news and information around the comic book world. It is hosted by J.D. Church and features Ender, Chris McFeely, Chris Triplett, and of course, me, Brian Kilby.
And Cry for Justice dreadful, so that one I did try to read, and it's just abominable. Character, you know, the first issue alone, every two pages, a character literally drops to their knees, throws their hands up to their heavens, and just cries, JUSTICE!
I wish I was joking!
Check it out at tfradio.net. Comes out weekly. If you like comic books, you'll love Fanboy Versus. And Fanboy Versus is brought to you by Value Mags. Check them out at tfradio.net/comics.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Whoopee!
So did everybody watch Kabutech?
I did.
Yes.
I hate you.
Kabu.
I think it's great. It's the exact type of retardedness that I love out of old Japanese shows.
You liked it enough to tweet about it this afternoon, even.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
I tweeted it in the middle of watching it. I stopped it to tweet it.
So for Twitter Theater this week, I dug around and found one of the last two Metal Heroes series, which came after what we got as Beetleborgs, which is, I explained it a little bit last week, it's B-Robo Kabutech. And I'm really not sure where to go from there with an explanation.
It just is.
Pretty much.
So it's kind of like Beetleborgs crossed with Metabots.
What year was Metabots?
Oh, 02 or 03, I want to say.
When you describe it like that, you'd think it'd be something good.
It is something good.
Well, you would think that if it was like the first season of Metabots, the second season was pretty bad.
It's like if Metabots were made by a cross-dressing gay Japanese scientist.
Weren't they?
I don't remember Metabots that clearly, so...
Mr. Referee.
Well, you know, we had one of those, too. Of course,
was
this time
called
he was
a... Mr. Referee?
What was he called? Mickey?
Who?
The referee.
I don't know.
In Kabutech.
I never got his name, actually.
Well, they said it, like, every time he showed up.
Now, hold on a sec. Let me fast forward through the video here.
Professional.
Yep.
We have professionals here.
I know he came out of a snowman because it got hot. All right, here we are. Here's where he catches the Santa doll and
Captain Tomborg.
That's it. Yeah.
He's a dragonfly.
Hey, he's kind of incomprehensible.
Well,
so is the entire show.
Yeah.
Here he is talking to the three Pokemon ripoffs.
Which ones?
Spinarak and Arbok and Glazor. See, I told you I had one planned.
No, that's pretty good. You could probably identify every robot character in this with a Pokemon reference. For instance, the Judge robot is obviously Yen Mega.
Yeah, I suppose so. But Kabutek himself, it's like Datus Hyper wearing a giant gel cap over himself or something.
The voice is very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's just as dumb, it seems.
And when he transforms, his voice deepens, too.
Yeah. And he's got the annoying kid sidekick.
Yeah.
Nozumo.
Well, see, this must be the model Ghostager is following.
Except this entertained me, and Ghostager doesn't.
Maybe if Ghostager was just Datus Hyper and Nozumu, you'd like it better.
I'd like it better than this, probably.
Well, would that have Crazy Hot Santa Chick in it? Or...
maybe for the Christmas special.
Or some chick in a tank top talking to a person in a Sentai costume in the middle of the street for no reason?
I'm sure that makes more sense if you watch the whole show.
Perhaps, but...
I don't know.
Does it have a squid with tentacle tits?
See, that seemed kind of... weird. Plus, it seemed a little bit strange for the girl robot to have the tentacle attack.
Again, Japan.
Well, yeah. Still.
This is about as Japan as a television show can get, I think. Yeah, I particularly like the part where they're fighting for a star piece or something, ever, and they decide to do it by having a foot race.
Yes.
That's how you determine which one's the real one.
Right.
Not how you determine who's going to get the MacGuffin.
And yet even so...
Yeah, and then there's the frog guy that spits out tadpoles out of his mouth.
Which are apparently bombs.
And cameras. They're both. Right. This is one of the most insane things I've seen coming out of Japan. And
it's actually pretty much about as insane as first three Metal Hero series, but in the entirely different direction.
It definitely kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I like how the frog changes into Bubble Man from Mega Man 2.
You know, as I was watching this, what really kept coming to me over and over again was, oh, so that's why we didn't get a third season of Beetleborgs.
Except this is better than any season of Beetleborgs we did get.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just, you know, think about the difficulty there would be in adapting this to fit the Beetleborgs pattern.
Oh, it'd be impossible to adapt, because, like,
Saban knew it wasn't possible, and they were actually planning on
start the whole thing over again, because I couldn't tell what you were saying.
Well, I say, well, actually, Saban knew how it was going to be impossible, and they were planning on making the third season entirely themselves before it got ditched in favor of Mystic Knights.
Well, I mean, they basically would have had to.
There's too much footage of the Japanese kids next to the monster, or the costumes while everyone's fighting. I mean, there'd be no way you could fake that.
Well, plus there's also that the one girl robot on the in the main robot group,
Ladybug RC,
is apparently a waitress or secretary or something.
Exactly, Ladybug RC.
Right. Yeah, it's Ladybug Headmasters RC. I mean, I caught onto that too. She doesn't fight and she doesn't transform, so you know you're kind of shot in the foot there to start with.
But she does wear a pink bra, so you know. Yeah, apparently this is the kids' show. Is not afraid of a little TNA.
Well, it's still a full body suit, so.
Well, you know, there's definitely more sexual overtones to the show than there really should be.
It's Japan.
Yeah, I know. It's a cultural thing, I guess.
It's some kind of thing, I don't know.
But, you know, in Japan, Santa doesn't have to be an old man all the time. Sometimes it can be a sexy Japanese chick on a flying surfboard.
Right.
Because, you know, Japan.
Japan. I'm still trying to figure out where the surfboard comes from, except that in Australia it's summertime.
But she's not Australian, so it's still pretty incomprehensible any way you slice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because the Australian Santa was the one burning everything.
Yeah, right. He was the badass Santa with the flamethrower in his bag. Fuck yes.
He was the one who was making it hot in Japan in, at Christmas time.
Yeah. Which I just assume they just filmed in Tennessee for that.
Or they filmed this in the summer anyway.
Yeah. I suppose that's more likely, but...
Or they made everybody just stand outside and freeze regardless.
But, yeah, I was interested in what the toys for the show looked like after watching this, and what little I could find about them, they actually looked kind of nice. They looked pretty solid and well-built. They didn't look cheap. I was
they probably
impressive.
Had die-cast.
They did look very die-cast.
It is Metal Heroes.
Yeah. But they looked like some pretty nice toys.
Well, didn't Metal Heroes generally have good toys when they had toys?
I couldn't answer that question, actually, so...
Me either.
I know some of the toys that got released as part of the GoBots line in Australia.
Interesting.
Along with... because the giant robot from Season 2 of VR Troopers was part of that line.
Troopertron?
What?
That was its name, Troopertron.
I haven't seen two of you.
Why am I the only one who remembers that?
I don't know. I don't know.
And also, the same line also got the Sentai Zords from the same year, so...
What sure, why not?
That have been...
Zio, maybe?
Yeah,
I would think Zio was that year.
No. No. This is the 80s GoBots line.
I was assuming they got the VR Trooper toy when it was originally released in Japan.
Yes.
Okay, so not when it came out over here.
I don't think it did come out over here.
Any of the Japanese
didn't they make all completely all new toys for VR Troopers?
No. Some of them were recycled from, I think, Starship Troopers.
Well, it's still all new toys,
and
rather
plus
than...
Line, it was a Kenner line, so... The
Starship Troopers was Playmates, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or, no, not Starship Troopers. Something else, but I may have been some... Beck, may have been some reused Star Wars stuff in there.
Maybe they recycled some Batman.
Yeah. Possibly. Because, yeah, VR Troopers was Kenner, so...
Yep. Back in Kabu Tech, I'm flipping through it right now.
Kabu.
I love the shark that's got the giant toothbrush. He just sits there and brushes his teeth.
Sharkler.
Yeah, it's one of the great what-the-hell moments of watching this.
And there are many.
Yeah, it was... I don't have any clue of what the show is about, so everything was like, what the hell is going on?
Well, what little I could gather is that there's these robots that run around. They have to collect these things that make fiery Santa monster robot things.
Yeah. And they bring toys of the old Beetleborgs to life.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't really tell if it's supposed to be in continuity with that or not. Or, you know, if Beetleborg exists fictionally, or rather B-Fighter.
I'm a little mystified as why they chose to use a CG shot of the moon, though. Wouldn't it be cheaper just to film the moon?
Maybe it wouldn't do what they wanted.
To sit and glow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Ask them. They're the ones who did it. I didn't make the CGI. You know, I know the one we watched was kind of a low quality video copy, but even so, just the way the show looked, the CGI felt like it was out of place.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in the transformation sequences.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it.
I mean, it would be like watching VR Troopers and they insert some kind of CGI sequence in there.
Or if you're watching Energon, they insert the clip from Beast Wars.
Right.
Or actually, or if dinosaurs. You're watching Energon and they switch to cell animation for a scene because it looks so much more impressive than what they could do with that CGI.
Well, to be fair, they could put in a clip from the Money for Nothing video from the 80s and it would look better.
Yeah, that actually had facial expressions.
Maybe cut in a clip from Max Headroom.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's like more convincing as CGI than Energon.
Yeah, speaking of the 80s, I love the Boy George scientist that invents the A-Robos. Because he looks like he crawled out of a Jim and the Holograms cartoon.
Yeah, there is definitely some... we started out with cross-dressing scientist guy, you know.
Yeah.
That sets the tone right there.
Well, we start with cross-dressing scientist, and we end up with chick on a flying surfboard dressed as Santa.
Yeah.
The show is awesome. How could anyone not like this?
Ask Paladin.
Yeah.
I just don't think Paladin watched it with enough liquor in his system.
The amazing thing is, I watched it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not disappointed that I didn't hate it.
I'm trying to decide if I am still.
Oh, okay.
Besides, I can always try to find something worse.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, the worst thing you can find is something that's not that bad. If something's just boring, that's when it sucks. But if it's really terrible like this, then it becomes great.
Like Ghostager?
No, Ghostager's right there in the middle because it's perfectly average. That's why it's so horrible.
That's what Fort Max is saying.
Yeah. When you get something to, like, you know, Roger Corman levels of awful or Ed Wood awful, then, yeah, it becomes great.
So what did you think of the theme song for this?
Perfect.
Yeah, it's very 90s Japanese singing.
Is this a 90s show? I thought it was 80s.
No, this is 97.
This is 97? Oh my god.
Yeah.
And suddenly Mickey's perspective on the whole thing shifts.
I thought this was filmed like 83 or something.
No. That's when the shows used for VR Troopers came from.
Right.
Well, this looks to be the same quality I remember VR Troopers being.
Think about that.
The B-Fighter series were 95 and 96, which we got in, I guess, 96 and 97 then.
Right.
And then Kabutak was 97 in Japan.
Wow. Everything about the show looks like it was filmed in the 80s.
They might have done that on purpose. I mean, even Beetleborgs look that old.
I don't know. It's a little bit early for nostalgia in the 90s for the 80s. I mean, generally it's a 20-year cycle.
Well, I still remember thinking at the time that the Beetleborgs footage looked really...
dated?
Well, whatever, you know. It was very much not the same as the American footage. So I don't know if they... make it look that way on purpose, or if they just have, like, really crappy film stock.
It's probably just the really crappy film stock.
Or alternately, really good film stock.
Japan hates contrast in their filming. Make everything gray.
Japan hates us for filming this shit.
Actually, yeah, this show was really gray, wasn't it, Kabutak?
Well, look, the first season of Power Rangers was like that, too. Even before they remastered it, it was a very washed out look to it.
I wonder what the deal is.
I don't know.
Part of it may have to do with different video standards.
Maybe.
I thought Japan was on the same thing as America, though.
It's almost the same, but I think there's some difference in the black level.
In that there isn't one? Japan's chiaroscuro goes from white to gray.
And then back to white?
Yeah. Yeah, this was really good. I wouldn't mind watching this again, actually.
As we got into it a little bit more, and I started getting, you know, like, the blockiness into it, I started wishing for, like, a higher resolution copy. But considering this is an old VHS rip, I think we came off pretty well with it.
Yeah.
I guess it's all relative.
Yeah, I like how fake Nozomo is being a little bitch because he's born the day before Christmas, so he's trying to ruin it for everyone else.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, the main difference between the video standards for Japan and the U.S. is that the U.S. has a slightly higher black level.
But why?
I don't know. I didn't make it.
I made it. With your mom.
Yeah, big accomplishment. You know, what I want to find next is subtitles of the Metal Hero series that came before B-Fighter.
What was that one called?
Before Fighter.
Blue SWAT. One of the suits I've seen reminds me of RoboCop.
That's always a good thing. I like how Flamethrower Santa wears dress shoes with his Santa costume.
Well, you know, you have to look good.
Well, it's a very sensible pair of loafers.
So, Paladin, you haven't said too much about this.
I'm trying to censor myself.
Well, that's
don't
nice.
Do that. Let XV censor yourself for you.
Oh, great.
Put it simply, this show embodies everything I've ever hated about Tokusatsu. Didn't think it was possible to see all my hates in one nice little package here, but yeah, you found a way, so thank you for that.
Say hi to Ben for us.
What?
Say hi to Ben for us.
Hi, Ben.
I can't hear him.
Not anymore.
So, you didn't like it then?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Well, the elements I've always hated in just about every Sentai or Toku series are kid sidekicks, crappy mascot characters, and idiotic costumes. This thing has that in bulk. All of them.
And Skull?
No, then this would be good.
Well, I guess you got a point there, because, yeah, you got your little kid mascot, and then the little sidekick character is the main character in the lousy costume, so...
Yeah.
Those are all valid points. I think I just... I enjoy the camp more than you, I guess.
And it certainly has that.
Yeah, it's kind of... rolling in it like it's its own sick.
What an interesting way to put that.
That would probably be the next series with the dog.
Oh, that dog show looks great. I'm totally going to try and fund that down.
Yay. I need another drink.
Can't find your pills again.
You know, one of the things I like about how horrible this costume is every time I see it, I keep picturing the actor inside having to try and act in it, and I start laughing.
Well, that's got to be true in any of those Metal Heroes costumes.
We need you to emote while you wear this garbage can over your head. I wonder how much these toys go for on eBay.
I don't know.
Let's find
probably
out.
Probably a lot.
Everything great always costs a lot on eBay.
Right, because you want the shark with the toothbrush now, don't you?
I do, actually.
I mean, why not?
Not too bad. About $50. Hmm. 30 on some of them. There's not a lot on there, though.
And they're probably all in Japan.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. Here's the Cobra guy. Buy it now for 30.
Speaking of the other Metal Heroes series, Paladin, you might be more in tune with this. I don't know. Do you remember in Beetleborgs when a couple of other Metal Hero characters appeared for one episode?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you know what series those were from?
I have a hunch it's kind of like this, where they were from the series prior to Beetleborgs, maybe?
Well, that would be the Blue SWAT, then. Of course, there was at least three of the SWAT characters.
So, how many characters were in the prior Beetleborgs series?
What?
So, how many characters were in the prior Beetleborgs series that...
I don't understand what you are trying to... The series before Beetleborgs, or what?
The series before the series that became Beetleborgs. That Blue SWAT, whatever the fuck you called.
Well, like I said, it looked like there was at least three of them.
So was there just one SWAT guy, or were there more?
Didn't I just say it looks like there's at least three of them? I don't understand where the confusion's coming in.
No, I'm confused.
Let's see.
That what? A loud breathe from Fort Max there.
Fort Max, stop breathing. Okay, so anybody have anything else to say about Kabuto? Kabutak?
I want more.
Well, there's more episodes on YouTube. They're just not subtitled.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. That's why I didn't pick any of them. But there does seem to be one subtitled episode of the next series on YouTube, so... That might
be good
for something. Yeah. Yeah, watch it. I might assign it for viewing at a later date. Because I'm just that mean.
Actually, maybe it's time for Fort Max to pick something to make us watch.
I'm kind of not in favor of that idea.
I really...
We picked something good for next week.
Like what? I guess we could watch Kabutak again. Well, Paladin suggests we watch something good. What would be good?
What's something we haven't covered before?
Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills?
Something good that we haven't covered before.
Although we probably do need to cycle back around to that eventually.
Yeah. We'll cycle around to that when we find good quality episodes to watch.
Well, that's a good point also. Same reason we don't do Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh, yeah.
How about SPD? That's good, and we haven't really talked about it much.
SPD is great.
SPD's okay, not my favorite. So anything more specific than watching the whole series?
I'd say the Reflections too far. That's one of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Unless someone wants to come up with a better idea.
Let's watch the one with all the pyro in it.
Isn't that every episode?
Well, it's certainly every episode of every other series, basically.
From this guy, anyway.
Yeah.
Michael Bay School of Production, I guess.
It's certainly every episode of Overdrive, I can tell you that. I think in overdrive they could have sneezed and set off some explosions. See, that would have been a thing to do in RPM when they were explaining what caused the explosions. You have Ziggy out in the middle of a fight and sneeze and have a small blast go off behind him.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
So he'd be like Rhinox?
Ziggy was so awesome.
Well, RPM as a whole was so awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but...
In the future, we'll have to do RPM for Twitter Theater 1 week. Okay, so next week, what are we doing?
SPD Reflections.
And we're taping over Fort Max's mouth and nose. We're taping over Fort Max with a Beetleborgs episode.
All the odds, nobody notices the difference.
Hopefully there'll be some kind of news for us to talk about.
Probably not.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
We'll play by ear.
Well, that would seem to be like standard practice, you know. Well, on that note, see you next time.
Kabu.
Hopefully.
Hey, Fort Max.
Yes.
We're ending the show.
Yeah.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.
Well, it's like
wait,
with a
your voice is kind of in the thing and
Kabu.
Yeah,
buzzing.
Kabu.
I can hear someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, go fix yourself.
Okay, so it is mine. Okay.
That's what we're saying.
You weren't seeing very clearly though.
I try.